617-266-6868. VB with you on AM 680 WRKO. We'll get back to the opioid stuff in future shows, probably this week, as a matter of fact, because it's really interesting to see what is going on there. And don't forget, obviously, tomorrow we start selling recreational pot in the Commonwealth. So we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be kicking around this stuff again. So if you're on hold, don't get disappointed. We'll get back to you at another time. But for now, we got to move on. One reason is Matthew Peck is joining me. Why is Matthew Peck joining me, you ask? Well, Matthew Peck is a certified financial planner, and he's a founding partner of SHP Financial. Oh, and he just so happens to co-host the Retirement Roadmap radio show, heard every Saturday morning right here on AM 680 WRKO. We just had the midterm elections, and the market's been pretty weird of late, right? So I wanted Matthew to come on to talk to us just a little bit of Shattuck. You got a lot of money now with your new job and all that raise that came with it. So the question is the market. What can we do with it? First of all, morning, Matthew.
Morning, VB. How are you, my friend?
Volatility does seem to be the theme right now. What do you make of it as a guy that studies this a lot more than most?
Well, it certainly does go back to the fact that with pot being legal in Massachusetts, it might, from a professional standpoint, it might not be a bad idea with the volatility that has been happening. Because when times are tough like this, or when you do have a very unruly and turbulent time, the markets are looking for any particular reason to sell. And so last week, it was the oil prices. You know, oil prices had dropped significantly, and traders had saw that as an indication that the global economy was slowing down. And so, boom, you know, there was a big sell-off there. Now, that was also followed by the bonds and the interest rate rise, which was happening in mid-October. Same idea, reason to sell. So when there's a lot of volatility happening, anytime there is any indication that it's a negative, people are going to take advantage of it and take some profits off the table.
Whether it was a blue wave or it wasn't, and we keep hearing some of these returns and people's seats are getting picked up here and there, is the volatility A, going to continue? B, if so, what does history tell us about this sort of stuff?
Well, to go back, as you mentioned about the midterms, and the reason why I kind of talked about oil and, you know, the interest rates is that midterms almost kind of went into the, you know, receded back into history, you know, to your point, because, you know, there was a big rally right after the midterms. And the reason why was because now we have certainty when it comes to the blue and the red and the fact that we have divided Congress. Gridlock, when it comes to historical returns and whatnot, gridlock is actually a positive for the market because it has certainty. So, for example, there's not going to be any new regulations coming down the pike, nor, which is generally negative for market in the business environment. But also, there isn't going to be tax reform, or there wasn't, President Trump and some of the House Republicans had floated the idea of making the Trump tax cuts a permanent fixture of the tax code. But there's no chance that that's going to happen, you know, with the Dems running the House. So the markets generally like gridlock in the United States government, but as I mentioned, it's some of these more macro events, you know, such as oil and specifically trade. I mean, VB, that is where a lot of the focus is, because even over the past weekend, Vice President Pence was at a summit in Asia, and he was literally kind of railing against China and about how they loan to some of the developing countries. So there's a lot of focus on trade and how, you know, is it a new Cold War that we're entering, or will sort of some of these stances soften, which should be good for the markets going forward?
Bottom line on this, Matthew Peck, SHP Financial, I always feel like the markets are a couple of months ahead or whatever, and so we're talking 2019 here, and if they're looking at the lay of the land and they're talking, is everything related to the China trade deal? Is it all come down to that?
I mean, it is by far the one wild card, because regardless on how the midterm elections happened, that is still an executive office decision. So with President Trump still there 2 more years, how, no matter what had happened, now there might be some more, you know, oversight, and certainly with the Mueller investigation, there's going to be a whole lot more drama. But on trade, it's still within President Trump and his circle's decision as to whether or not to continue to have a hard stance and just say, nope, we're giving up too much intellectual property, and we are going to, you know, because as of January 1st, that's when the new tariffs actually become official. And so that bears so much watching, because there will be a summit, the G20 summit, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And if that comes out and they're holding hands and everyone's happy, you will see a very positive impact going into 2019.
Bottom line, if you're a personal investor out there and you're going, see some volatility, don't know how the China situation is going to go, not sure what this Democratic House is going to do, what should a personal investor be thinking as they look to the new year?
Well, personal investors, it's always and traditionally about diversification. So we always talk about that with all of our clients, because you never know how these things will turn out, whether it's the midterm elections and how that turned out, or whether it's the trade policy and what the future holds there. So we do talk in terms of diversification. Now, on the opposite side, for people that are a little bit more actively managing their portfolios, one area that is relatively positive, or that there might be common ground, is healthcare. You know, both parties did, going into the midterm election, they did sort of run on, healthcare. And so there might be a way of sort of shoring up some of the personal mandates in some of the health connectors, you know, that are around the country. So we are relatively bullish on healthcare. There might be potential for infrastructure, which I would love, you know, especially anyone that flies in and out of Logan. I think you're rooting for some infrastructure spending. But at the same time, you know, we're a little bit pessimistic there, mainly because how are we going to pay for it? You know, I mean, VB, you know about the debt and the deficit, talk about it basically every day. And unless we figure out a way of getting that under control, I'm not sure if infrastructure is going to happen either.
Good stuff, Matthew. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, number one. Number two, Saturday at 7, right here on RKO, right?
Absolutely, VB. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Excellent. That's Matthew Peck. Again, as I mentioned earlier, he is the certified financial planner and founding partner of SHP Financial.